The House by Christopher Lee, featuring Julian Glover as Sir Charles Bannister and Peter Kelly as Dougal Baxter.
I must say, I rather hope we don't have to go through that ever again.
Not so much a cabinet, more a counselling session. I thought he was losing his grip. I was wrong. It's gone.
Roll on the recess.
Blatantly demanding our support like that. More like a dressing room than a cabinet room. When did that last happen?
George, I have served two Prime Ministers, Dougal. Never get involved.
Of course you do. Cabinet secretaries are all the same.
I assure you.
Oh, no, you don't. Who said that cabinet secretaries regard prime ministers as suits of armour?
Right, to protect the cabinet secretary while his civil service runs the country. I forget who.
Him.
You never did.
Dougal has, as usual, taken me out of context. Lecture a couple of years ago at Chatham House.
It gets better.
What I said was that it should never be thought that the Home Civil Service runs the country, actually.
Actuality stretched to laughing point. Same thing.
It most certainly is not an unthinkable notion.
That's why I remembered it. I'll tell you one thing. There was a moment in there when the bombardier wished it were true.
I was going to say that we've been here before, but, well, I'm not so sure.
Last days of the Raj, you know, Charles. This is the Red Fort. We'll look back and say this is when it all began.
Please.
Oh, I'm so sorry, George. I forgot. Cabinet secretaries are supposed to be impartial.
We are, I am.
Up to a point, Lord Copper.
Quite unnecessary.
But quite good fun, George. Tell me, having no sense of humour is still a prerequisite for advancement in the civil service, hmm?
Dougal, my job is not only to see the joke, but also to know when to laugh. I seem to remember that even at school you failed to make the distinction.
But at least you remember me. I don't remember a thing about you.
Come on, you two. Match abandoned.
Bad light, stop play, more like it. Seriously, Charles, a word you, Dougal, would never understand.
Try me.
No, Dougal, you try me.
Oh, very good. So it's true. You did get the complete Oscar Wilde for Christmas.
I'm off.
Me too. My turn in the stocks, you know.
Shouldn't be a problem, should it? Inquiries never are.
Steady, George. Just another joke.
They'll simply want to know if your department's advice to the PM was reasonable in the circumstances.
Of course it was. I didn't give any.
Not sure that's quite true.
I am.
You're next Wednesday, aren't you?
I believe so.
They'll love you.
One does not appear before a commission of inquiry in order to attract vows of affection. It's an inconvenience, and one which should be sorted out with a minimum of fuss.
Fuss read embarrassment.
The Cabinet Office has nothing to hide.
Of course it has.
That is likely to be displayed.
So you're clean, nothing to worry about then.
Unless I mentioned that my PUS had kept me in the dark.
Most unhelpful.
Oh, I don't know, it would do me no end of good.
Come now.
Smile, George, you're on candid camera.
I regard the giving of evidence far removed from light entertainment. It'd be unfortunate if anyone gave that inquiry any grounds for believing itself to be more important than it is.
But it is important. It was the PM's idea.
I think we understand each other.
Perfectly. That's your problem.
Here we go. Bye.
Charles, please, I was wondering. A word?
Sorry, old man. Very important appointment. Can't be missed. Play with Dougal instead.
So, your Herod appears friendless. How will it be done?
Oh, well played. Well played. It may not be.
Huh? The opinion polls, the thuggies in every bush. He can overcome all this?
For the moment.
His moment, surely. After all, he is Prime Minister.
Prime Ministers are rarely as powerful as some think. Immediately after an election, yes.
Because the leader is seen to have won power for the party.
And that's largely true. Most voters who decide the outcome simply vote for the person they think will be best in number 10. So, for the first 100 days, etc.
The leader's word is law.
When everything's going well, then it almost doesn't matter who's in charge. It's when we have difficulties, as now. Well, that's when the PM has to be on top of everyone.
The squabbling children.
But sometimes very bright ones. Cabinet office gives very able people added courage. Not many prime ministers know how to handle it.
Well, if, as you say, he isn't up to it, what will your dear fellow do?
He can rely on one, maybe two of those who want his job.
Those who bide their time bide his.
Yes, but they need to show the grey-suited brigade that they have a sense of loyalty.
So they look rather serious and cry, "There is only one leader." That seems reasonable.
It's best that way, I suppose. Well, take Dougal. He'll support the PM publicly for the moment.
To show the grey cassocked the stout fellow that he is. How clever.
To a point. Everyone knows the rules. Meanwhile, the bombardier sits looking at his trumps.
Has he a strong card or two?
He could threaten to go to the country.
But you would lose.
Which is why it is a powerful threat. I think we have a year. When that's up, then, yes, an election.
The mark of a man with so much to lose. And yet he came from nothing? A man with no history? therefore no understanding of his place in it.
George Holmes came up with an interesting line about him. He said, "One should never forget that the bombardier had to buy all his furniture."
How wonderful! Nothing in his family but a parish entry. And to come from Holmes, an interesting fish indeed.
A cold one, perhaps.
Not so, dear heart. At least, not to a certain other fish. Close season.
George Holmes? I don't believe it. Have you ever met his wife, Jenny? Charming woman.
My dear Charles, the world is full of charming women who were the last to know.
My godfather, James. George Holmes. Anyone I know?
You know so many people, Charles.
This reminds me. Good over.
Yeah, he's turning it, I think.
Kay Bennett. Did she leak Dougal's bill?
That is a very straight question.
Yes, isn't it? Did she?
Is it important?
I was talking to her.
But you did not ask her.
How do you know that?
You would not, in case she had. You wouldn't know what to say.
As a matter of fact...
Charles, you're of the political classes. Do not meddle in fact.
I'm serious, Henry. I simply mentioned the fact that in any investigation, she too would be under suspicion.
Oh, dear. A little in the air, I think. And she said...
Won't say that in the scorebook.
True. And...
Kay? Actually, she said, so would Dougal. It wasn't until afterwards that I saw the joke. He's perfectly capable of leaking something like this to discredit his PUS.
A fair degree of possibilities.
Well?
There is a pattern. I leave you to find the shape.
I see.
Charles, your endearing and, may I say, enduring naivety never fails to surprise. For someone who's been in politics for one quarter of one century, you so often appear the innocent.
Perhaps it's time I went.
Perhaps this is the very time you stay.
For what purpose? Wait for the inspector to call? No need. I know the whole place is rotten.
I would have thought it obvious. If your Herod must go, then the pretenders will fall not on their own, but each other's swords.
Got him. Well done.
Basic skills.
It will not be a pretty sight. It wasn't this morning. I want no part of it.
And everyone knows so. A safe pair of hands, they say. Your hands, Charles. No, my dear, this is the time to wait and watch. And then, modestly, of course, accept the crown.
Nonsense.
Not at all. And after all, there is furniture in your family.
So, come on. Tell me, it was a complete farce. As I said, he nearly had a fit when you and Polly showed up.
It was something of a hole the front page for us. I thought the togetherness a bit obvious for Jermyn Street.
It was all very innocent. George was having his hair cut, and I happened to meet him coming out.
And so he said lunch. What happened to the hush-hush and if we meet not a flicker thing?
Well...
If I didn't know you better, I'd say the whole thing had been set up by Henry.
Oh, you don't believe that.
I didn't say I didn't believe it. I just said that if I didn't know you better, I'd say so.
It was.
Never.
It was quite good fun. Until it happened. Then you two turned up. Then we went to Frank's for lunch. Then I walked out on him.
Oh, dear. Now what happens?
Nothing.
What did Henry say?
He thought it was all very funny. But it did one thing. It made me realise what a plonker he is and what a bigger one I am.
But not at the time?
Nope, not at the time.
Is that it, then? I mean, what happens next?
Shall we order?
Alex?
I'm going to have the plate.
My goodness, how fascinating.
And new potatoes.
You're not going to tell me.
You're having a starter?
You've joined the firm. Crafty old Henry.
Ah, there you are. I've been looking everywhere for you.
No, you haven't. I've just come from the department and there wasn't a single message.
Well, maybe not looking.
Not maybe. You weren't at all. You've been doing what you always do. Expect me to be there.
That is your job.
No, it isn't. My job's to be here when you need me, not when you think you do.
So where were you?
Where you needed me to be, although for the life of me I can't think why. Here.
Oh, can't it wait? I'm just going in.
No, it can't. It's the list of unstarred questions they'll ask you.
Oh, really? Let me see. That's a greasy little...
Stoat?
Exactly. What does it mean by this one?
what it says. Did you or did you not query the department minute before it went to number 10?
Did I?
No, you didn't. You never read it.
You sure?
Absolutely. It was the week after the shuffle. You read hardly anything. You were too busy telling everyone what a wise choice the Prime Minister had made.
So what happened? Presumably you threw it away.
Don't be pathetic. Of course I didn't. But don't worry. I remember writing further clarification needed on it.
Excellent.
Not quite. It went anyway.
So what do I say?
It's up to you. But I'm sure you'll think of something. Shall we go?
By the way, how did you get these questions?
By the way, it doesn't matter.
This is your Camelot, isn't it? You hold court here.
No, oh, there is a certain atmosphere. Yet I cannot remember ever thinking of lords as a levee. But as from today, my dear, I shall.
Where do I fit in? Handmaiden?
A princess.
Thanks very much. Which one? Toes or legs?
Not of this age, my dear. A more agreeable time.
I'm surprised you want to be seen with me.
My unremarkable reputation, my dear, is safe. And, of course, where would cricket be without its ladies?
Tea hat duties. Don't patronise.
Take a turn about the ground. Some of the most knowledgeable are ladies. They recite initials of long-forgotten batsmen, averages of scarcely remembered bowlers.
But never in the pavilion.
Oh, knowledge and custom do not go hand in hand. One day, perhaps, but not this one.
And over your dead body?
We could have gone in the tavern stand, but I prefer this one for all its architectural insensitivity.
It's drafty. But then I suppose it was designed by a man.
The MCC is no longer the authority it once was. The weather, the sidereal and right ascension of the great star, is beyond the influence of all but one member.
You mean the sun doesn't much shine on we sinners?
I imagine I do.
Tell me, Henry, do you ever talk in plain English?
Common usage and transatlantic mimicry hold little interest.
You're a fraud.
I enjoy myself, yes. And you, dear Alex, well played.
Look, it's in the air.
So it was.
Too much bottom hand.
Touché.
It comes of having three elder brothers.
Ah, so useful, brothers. Unlike a particular dear sister.
The security service? She has got you worried, hasn't she? You still think she's going for a takeover bid. I think she's got more sense.
I'm perfectly sure that your rose-sending friend has advised the Prime Minister so. Bringing together five and six would also bring my friends under the Cabinet Secretary's eye.
I think everyone's power crazy. They're not. Most of them have enough to do without land grabbing.
Yet Holmes told you himself that he thought it a good idea.
He also said he thought it wouldn't work.
But you never told me that.
I'm a quick learner. You'd be surprised what I haven't told you.
So, my dear, you did broach the subject during your luncheon.
Did I?
Well, it's well struck. From your manner, I assume so.
But you don't know. You're like George. Too much bottom hand. But you think you'll get away with it.
And that amuses you?
Yes. I want to be there when you both get caught.
Ah, Mr. Sharp.
Sir?
My daughter's coming in this afternoon. If you see her, let Rose know she's here and then see her upstairs, will you?
I will do, Sir Charles. Something special, is it? BMQs?
No, the statement. She wants to hear it. A special interest for her.
Let's see, statement. Foreign Secretary, Foreign Affairs Council. Oh, of course, sir. The Europe thing. Well, she would, wouldn't she? A young man and all that?
I think it's called taking an interest. Although I must say, like most of her generation, she finds it less of a heartache than we fogies do.
They'll learn.
I'm not trying to put her off, Mr. Sharp. After all, that's the future.
Is it, sir? Well, glad to hear it.
Don't tell me we have a Eurosceptic among the doorkeepers. Well, I never.
I'm afraid so, sir. You see, my old biddy used to tell me we got it right about 100,000 years back.
A little before my time, tell me.
Well, sir, that's when the waters came. Right, sir? Give us the North Sea and the Channel. Cut off Europe from civilization, so to speak. If the good Lord had wanted us to be Europeans, he'd have thought of something else.
I'll remember that next time there's a debate, but I hate to think what he would have come up with.
I mean, if we'd stayed joined up, we'd all be French. That'd never do.
Or they'd be English.
And we'd never have had the Battle of Trafalgar. No Nelson. Ah, you know what that would have meant.
No Trafalgar Square.
Exactly, sir. No Trafalgar Square, No Nelson's column. No pigeons.
Tell me something, Mr. Sharp. Is this a widely held hypothesis or just one of your own?
Oh, don't you worry, sir. It's just mine. Helps to pass the time.
Well, I have to say, it's no less extravagant than some things in this place.
Exactly, sir. Mind you, I shall miss it.
The house? You're not leaving her, surely?
Mum's the word, if you don't mind, Sir Charles. Excuse me, sir.
Well, I'll be blowed.
Oh, hello. Have you seen him yet?
No, just got back. Oh, he's been in there, has he? How did he do?
What your future son-in-law would call a right fanging. We'd set him up, wanted to know why he'd not cautioned number 10.
The deportation orders, I told him they would.
So did I. He was warned.
But as usual, thought he could get by on a wing and a prayer.
In some senses, he did. Gave a perfect Dooglian display of self-survival.
Oh, blast. Who did he blame this time?
It wasn't so much blame. He simply bleached himself so everyone else looked grubby. A complete biological action whitewash.
Ah, Charles, there you are. You missed the fun. Where have you been?
I had to meet someone, old man. Private business. I hear you...
Absolute triumph. Total triumph, even though I say so myself.
What happened?
They wanted to know how I'd minuted 10, so I told them that I'd made it clear I wanted more clarification, but I'd been ignored.
And had you?
Of course, of course. As soon as I read the original minute, I realised that I couldn't possibly put my name to it. So I didn't. It's called, prescience, Charles.
That's shorthand for, oh, so that's what I did, is it?
With a little help from Kay, of course.
Oh, you're too modest.
So now it looks as if number 10 ignored your advice.
In the most serious and sensible way. But I imagine I will come out rather well.
Three cheers for prescience.
Look, old man, I think we should talk about this, not here.
Later, Charles. 10 past. Come on, PMQs. We must be there before he comes in. Get a few order papers waving. Poor man's not getting enough support on these occasions.
And I wonder why.
Oh, don't look so glum. On we go. Gethsemane awaits.
Who's?
His, of course.
See you in there.
I'll be right with you. Oh, look, Kay, about the other night.
The other what? Oh, that. Forget it, I have.
I didn't mean it like that.
Well, I did. Old time's sake never comes up with much, does it?
It was something you said, or rather didn't.
Thank you. Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you.
Oh, please. This is important for you. When I asked you if you knew my brother-in-law, you changed the subject.
I like fresh sheets.
You wouldn't tell me.
I didn't tell you anything.
Which was answer enough. I just want to warn you, Kay. If you do know him, careful. It's a dangerous game.
It was good of you to come. You make it sound like a bereavement. The corridor from number 10 into here echoes. Some nice carpet would fix that. I'm sure the Cabinet Office budget could run to it.
With rumours? With whispers?
No gnashing and wailing? Oh, I am disappointed.
Mm, with that too.
Wailing or disappointment?
There tends to be a progression.
George, do I detect embarrassment?
One doubts that you're sufficiently sensitive to detect elephants trumpeting at five paces.
My, I was only joking about Oscar Wilde. You really did get the bumper book of witty sayings for Christmas.
Dougal, one would wish to speak as a friend.
Impossible. You're a cabinet secretary, I'm the home secretary. Unless, of course, you have personal problems.
I beg your pardon.
I should warn you, as home secretary, the security service has already told me about your indiscretion.
What? What does that mean?
Joke. Laugh on your own time.
This is most difficult.
Why don't you pour us both a department whiskey? Then it might not be.
Oh, I'm sorry, of course. You said whiskey.
Oh, that would be nice.
Soda? Water? It's a single malt.
Neither.
Cheers. Cheers. I need to speak to you about Miss Bennett.
George, come out from behind your glass. Don't spoil the evening. I thought we'd agree that was all settled. She stays as my private secretary. End of story.
I wish to discuss the more personal relationship you have. I, too, have access to the security service.
Oh, do you?
You know full well I do.
The DG is hardly a member of your club.
Actually, she is.
Of that club? You're sure you want to be a member of clubs like that?
Dougal, please. I find this difficult.
No, you don't. You're thoroughly enjoying yourself, but go on.
One understands that you have a particularly close relationship, one which goes beyond professional duties.
does one.
That she uses the official vehicle for private reasons.
Not so.
And that you pay the rent on her flat in Dolphin Square?
Part of her secretarial allowance.
That you have a key to the flat and that you frequently stay the night.
Is that it?
Well, there's no conceivable point in denying it.
Apart from the private use of the department car, which is nonsense, I don't.
You mean you admit that you
stay the night? Absolutely. I'm not admitting it. I don't go as far as listing Miss Bennett in the register of members' interests, but nor is it a great secret.
I see.
That it, then.
I'll be off, then. Thanks for the drink.
It would be regrettable if the matter appeared in the national media.
Oh, why should it?
It would, to say the least.
But you do.
Upset and embarrass the Prime Minister. In the present climate, he would ask for your resignation, and of course your ambitions would be, well, curtailed.
Tell me, George, who is going to tell the press?
You?
Well, these matters have a way of finding themselves headlines, especially in the present circumstances.
Another of your leaks. And while we're on the subject, how far have you got with your investigation? Do you know which one of your Nancys leaked my draft bill to Wigton?
I'm telling you, Dougal, that if you would prefer that we forget the matter of your draft bill, then I can assure you that I shall forget the matter of Miss Bennett.
As simple as that?
Not entirely. I'll continue my investigation. Once the source is discovered, you have my assurance that I shall arrange for its removal.
And in return?
You will arrange at a convenient time to remove the source of my irritation.
Get rid of Kay. And if I didn't agree...
Well, then I imagine that the Prime Minister would expect you to reconsider your position.
That's pretty. You look really nice.
Why, thank you, miss. Oxfam.
Seriously?
Don't look so appalled. I remember a time when all your clothes came from charity shops.
But that was different.
Quite right, darling. Mumsy should never be seen outside Harvey Nichols. Too embarrassing for her daughter.
And don't get so ratty.
Giving the other view isn't being ratty at all.
Darling, do this for me, will you?
What would you do, Charles, if I developed arthritis?
You won't. Please.
Come here. You could always get a clip-on.
Oh, heaven forbid.
Spotting which key you snore in and tying your bow tie must be the most intimate moments of our life.
You'll never get the hang of it.
There you are.
Thanks, Johnny.
What did you do before you met me? On second thoughts, I don't want to know.
There was usually someone around.
That's why I don't want to know.
What time are you back?
11:30. Not going out. I thought Nick was back.
So did I.
Oh, dear.
Doesn't matter.
So what was all that interest in the Europe statement this afternoon?
I'm beginning to wonder.
That's not like him.
Daddy, please. Well, let's just leave it. Have a nice time.
Come on, Charles. We'll be late, and you've got a crawly speech to make.
Charles, you are brilliant. That'll put the skids under him.
That's the last thing I was trying to do, old man, and you know it.
When the officers tell the troops the general's a fine fellow, then you know as well as I do the war's going badly.
The main point, Dougal, was collective cabinet responsibility.
My department has done rather well, of course.
Oh, yes. Crime up, detection down.
The social circumstances, not mine.
Car's here, darling.
Oh, good. Early night.
And the BBC wants you.
Blast. Careful, Charles. I smell ambition. And if I do, so will the managing director.
Very amusing. Tonight?
No, first thing. Today programme.
Oh, I can hear it now. Why was it necessary to make such a speech, Sir Charles? Then, will you be a candidate if the Prime Minister stands down, Sir Charles?
I'll just make my apologies. See you in the foyer, Mary. Lift, or are you all right?
No, I'm fine. I have a little business to attend to, anyway.
Right, see you tomorrow. 2 minutes, darling.
Is all well?
Of course.
Good.
Why'd you ask?
You're touchy. Just as bad as your goddaughter.
So I hear. Nick giving her a hard time. Well, I wonder.
Have a word, will you?
For me? I'd have thought Charles could give her the facts of political life.
He's her father.
Oh, well, we'll see.
There is something, isn't there? Anything I can do?
Well...
Go on.
You don't happen to have a time machine, do you?
Which way?
I really don't mind.
Why didn't you come back for a nightcap?
I'd love to. But I really do have an appointment.
I'm sorry. Of course.
What? No, Mary. Not her. Not Kay. Not this evening. Oh, no.
She's out.
You sure? Thought she was having an early night.
No. Look at this. Nick back. Don't wait up. Oh, and P.S. Brekkies. Brekkies? Oh, I get it. Breakfast television rang. Call urgently.
Well, let's go to bed.
What about your public, darling?
To hell with my public, darling. To hell with a lot of them.
Is that wise?
Why shouldn't it be?
Well, coffee?
No, thanks. Come on. Out with it.
Well, you especially rewrote the speech to get everyone interested. And, well, they are. Shouldn't you trip along and sing part two to them?
There is no part two. That was it. No, Mary. I've done my bit. It's up to him.
Dougal was right.
That's one way of looking at it. I've no intention of standing against the Bombardier, nor anyone else.
You think he'll go? So why make a speech like that?
I think there's no need for him to go.
Which is not the same thing.
All right. As it happens, yes, I do think he'll go, but we've got to get the pressure off him. It has to be easy for him.
He could always call an election and go down with all hands.
I've been thinking about that. He could threaten to, but I don't think he will.
So what do you think?
I think I'd like a brandy. Yes?
Please.
And I think I'm fed up with the whole thing.
So you wouldn't?
Go for number 10? No. Here.
Thanks. What if you were asked to?
I'm tired, Mary. Very tired. Remember that weekend we had? The one when the phone didn't ring a single time?
You got grumpy and asked BT to check it.
Now that, Mary, was my idea of heaven. Not all this. Cheers.
Cheers, darling. You haven't answered my question. If they ask you, what then?
No.
Honestly?
It's late, darling. Time for bed.
I'm sorry to call so late.
Hmm.
Good of you.
Hmm.
This is rather delicate.
At this hour, we rarely dance to flutes and lutes.
I beg your pardon?
So you have. Wilde, Oscar Wilde, I believe. His Ballad of Reading Jail.
Oh, very curious.
Curious? Sad, I think. Did he not believe that each man kills the thing he loves? Yes, sad.
No, I mean wild. I was talking about him today.
Yes, so many do, and if they do not, then they soon will.
I mean, I was talking about him to George Holmes.
Indeed.
Right. That's what I wanted to talk to you about.
I'm not an authority.
Holmes?
Wilde.
No, Holmes. I was wondering if there was something I should know about him.
Hmm. Indeed. May one ask why such wonder?
I was pulling his leg and...
Joshing? Holmes? Did he notice?
Not at first, but for a moment he seemed to think that I knew something about him. Something he'd rather I didn't know. And, well, I was wondering if you might put your mind to it.
Officially?
No. It would be very interesting to know if there is something he'd rather I didn't know.
Interesting.
Useful.
Really?
Really. See what you can do, will you, Henry? Unofficially, of course.
The House featured Julian Glover as Sir Charles Bannister, Peter Kelly as Dougal Baxter, Isla Blair as Mary, Christopher Benjamin as Henry, Sheila Reed as Rose, Jane Booker as Kelly, Ruth Gemmell as Polly, Norman Bird as Sharp, Caroline Bliss as Alex, and Stephen Greif as Holmes. The writer was Christopher Lee, and producer, Neil Cargill.